Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Now, if you have the bullseye's rash somewhere on your body, does that absolutely mean that you have Lyme's disease? That is a question for this short video. Probably in the last year, I had over 15 different ticks end up in my body with different rashes. So I did a little research on this and I want to share some data with you. Now, the first thing you need to know is that ticks carry this bacteria that can drill into your body. It's called a spirochete because it's kind of like this corkscrew, and this could lead to Lyme's disease. So the classic rash of Lyme's disease is the bullseye rash. However, just because you have the bullseye's rash doesn't mean you're going to get Lyme or you have Lyme disease. It could be something else, like southern tick associated rash illness, which is a related type illness, and you may have mild flu symptoms, fatigue, muscle pain, a headache, and this usually occurs in the south central states in the US. So if you have the southern tick associated rash illness, it can look like a bullseye or it can just look like a regular rash. There's also another tick that can give you a rash that doesn't even look like the bullseye, it's just a regular rash. And that comes from something called a Lone Star tick. Another name for it would be the northern water tick or the turkey tick or the cricker tick. So just because you get a rash or a bullseye's rash doesn't mean you're gonna end up with Lyme. One more point about ticks, they're little vampires because they live on blood. And if they're younger, they usually are in the lower grass. As they get older, they can climb up different plants and even in trees. And they can even hang out with their legs dangling out, waiting for you to walk by so they can attach on you. And you usually won't even know it because they have certain chemicals that numb the skin, so you don't even know if they're crawling on you or if they bite you. But they can attach to dogs, and the dogs can bring them in and actually end up on you. And I think really that's what happened to me. Charlie, our dog, is always out in the grass, and so he'll pick them up and bring them right in, and then I'll get the tick. Now, I have a few more videos on Lyme's disease and ticks. I put a link down below to check out more information. So if you happen to get Lyme's disease, I have some additional things that you can do more on a natural basis. All right, thanks for watching. And I'm gonna do some more videos on Lyme's disease and ticks because it's a very popular topic nowadays. Hey, before you go, if you're benefiting from any of my content, I would love to hear about your success story. Please share it in the link down below. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.